Hi, I'm David Kaplan, and you're listening to the Sports Talk Live podcast. Enjoy the show. It's a Chevy Power Play. Now get over $8,600 total savings on a 2018 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LT, plus an additional $2,500 in competitive owner cash. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and score.
High praise from Matt Nagy for Taylor Gabriel. Our postcards from camp brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, and we welcome you back here to Bourbonnais, as I like to call it, for a few weeks here. And Taylor Gabriel joins us now. He's David Haw. He's Adam John. So how are you liking your experience here in Bourbonnais? It certainly gets you away from everything and blocking up football.
This is my first time kind of getting away and being in dorm rooms for camp.
Throwback.
Yeah, throwback. So it's new for me, but at the same time, the first 3 days it was rainy. And, I mean, the last few days have been beautiful out here. And we've got a lot done since we've been out here. And just the atmosphere, the fans, the coaches, the players, you just feel just a little bit more of, you know what I mean, some urgency in
good
everybody.
Vibe.
Yeah, it's homey. It's very homey. You walk onto campus and say, hello, welcome to 1995.
Exactly.
you come from a real dynamic offense. You know what that looks like. You know what that sounds like. Mm-hmm. Everybody asks you to compare, but what have been your impressions to the Bears' new offense under Matt Nagy, and how does it compare to what you have come from in Atlanta?
From what I came from, it was a lot of heavy play action, and this is kind of the West Coast offense, so it's more of throwing to run, from my opinion, and my last offense was more running to throw. So being in this offense and being a receiver, I like the pass to run ratio. So I'm enjoying myself and enjoying being here around the guys. So I'm just happy to be here and happy to be a Chicago Bear.
You're also coming from a team with an MVP in Matt Ryan. I'm not asking you to compare him and Mitch Trubisky, but what have you seen in Mitch thus far in terms of being a leader and taking charge out on the field?
Or in other words, do you miss Matt Ryan yet?
Oh, man, I love Mitch. Just his leadership, what he's bringing to the team, what he's bringing to the teams in meetings. When you get a rookie receiver, I've been around a rookie receiver. I played in Cleveland with Johnny Manziel and things like that. Oof. And for him to just be vocal in the meeting rooms, some people, rookies, they feel like they can't be vocal, they can't be that leader, but I feel like he is, and he's developed and became that leader for this team, and I love to see that, and I'm with him, man. I'll jump off a cliff for him right now, so I'm enjoying myself, but at the same time, man, Mitch is, he's done everything that I've expected out of him.
There has been a lot of talk that to pick up the Kansas City offense, so to speak, it takes 3, 4, 5 seasons for guys to all be together.
Yeah.
You don't have 3, 4, 5 seasons.
No.
You got to be ready to play the night the Green Bay game goes up. Do you feel like, we could pick this thing up and we're well on our way?
Yeah, we're missing. Just for me being the older guy, it's not hard for me to pick up offenses. But, I mean, we do have a younger group, and we revolve around Mitch. We go as Mitch goes. So, at the same time, I feel like he's ahead of the curve. So, if he's ahead of the curve, I feel like we are as well. So, now we're kind of – we know the plays. We know kind of the tendencies of everything. So, now it's kind of judging the defense and helping each other and communicating with each other. And that's why I say that we're ahead of the curve.
We were talking to Allen Robinson today, and I think one of the things he said, as you've heard from Matt Nagy as well, is that – there's not any one position that a receiver has to learn, that they're using multiple spots. How does that maybe accentuate your strengths and your versatility?
Just me being able to play everywhere. Coming from Atlanta, I played slot. I played outside. I didn't really play too much of running back. But just getting new tendencies.
Are you here?
Am I here?
And running back.
I play everything. I'm an athlete. You might see me throw a pass, man. I'm trying to take that from Tariq. He doesn't want me to. But, just playing everything. All the tendencies of slot, being outside, being inside, and knowing everything and consuming every route tree of the offense. I love that. So you can't pinpoint a player because he can be anywhere.
Speaking of Tariq, two things. Have you guys raced yet? And who won? And speaking of
me,
you guys.
Me, and me.
Did it really happen?
Me. No, it didn't happen. I don't want it to happen. I don't want to kill his confidence. But if you talk about a race for me between us, I win, man, 10 times out of 10.
Yeah. You'd win straight ahead. Yes, in the open field, who's harder to bring down?
In the open field, who's harder to bring down?
He's got some good moves.
Yeah, he has some good moves, but I have better moves.
He's doing a lot of different things as well. I think Allen Robinson said he's doing a lot of different things in this offense. Just speak to the amount of playmakers, it seems like, that are in these meeting rooms with you guys now. See, there's not enough balls to go around, not enough passes.
Trey Burton on top of it.
Yeah, Trey Burton. Yeah.
But when you say that, playmakers, that's a good thing, because in Atlanta, that's what we had. We had a full receiver room. We had a full running back room. My tight end room.
These guys are pretty good. Pretty good room.
Exactly. You can never have enough, because at the end of the season, you never know about injuries. You never know if this guy's available, if that guy's available. And I feel like that's what brings you into the playoffs, and that's what takes you into a Super Bowl.
Did you feel like that was part of – I mean, you had a good run in Atlanta, but there was only one ball.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of weapons. Here, do they value you more? Is your speed going to be more – of a component because they need
because there's no Julio.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You're going to be worked into the offense quicker here than you would be in Atlanta.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's why they brought me here.
Opportunity.
Opportunity to use my speed, to use my knowledge, what I know of being older. I guess I'm the vet in the room now. That's kind of weird to say.
Is that gray? You have gray in there?
No gray over there. Not yet. But, yeah, just bringing that to the offense, the playmaking ability to the offense, the different change-ups of my speed, quickness to this offense. And I feel like I will bring that to this offense. And at the same time, you see what Tariq Hill did in this offense. And that's something I kind of want to bring to this offense, the different elements of speed, the different elements of lining up outside and inside. And that's one thing that I feel like I bring to the offense.
If you look at Mitch, and if a friend of yours around the league somewhere else said to you, "Hey, tell me about this quarterback," because, you know, nobody's writing about him nationally. They're all going, "Yeah, he's a fourth-tier guy. We'll see what he can do." Would you go, "Dude, this guy's a baller," or, "I got to see, I'm not sure yet"?
From what I see, man, he's a baller. He's making throws that I haven't seen. So just throwing it to cover two turkey hole, I mean, you would understand that. Well, but things like that, there are gutsy throws and trust throws. He's making those trustworthy throws, and that's something that a young quarterback, I feel, that you don't see. They kind of want to see you open before they throw it, but he's kind of making that time and putting in me and him and the receivers are staying with him after practice and getting that time and down with him. And I would say he's a baller, man.
So you see in the league – coordinators become head coaches, and it's because of their schematic genius that they get promoted. And it's a lot of times, until they get in front of the room, you just don't know. I mean, Atlanta's a great example.
Yeah.
Dan Quinn, he's a leader, and he's a leader that is respected from day one.
Yeah.
What has it been like to see Matt Nagy make that progression? Because when you do that, obviously everybody knows how smart he is and how engaging he is. What's he like in front of 53 guys?
He's in control. He's not just a coach that's just up there talking, but he's up there talking with passion. He really wants his team to be the best this year. He wants to bring every inch up out of you. So if I do anything on a route that he feels like it's not up to par of me and what he wants, he's not going to brush that off. He wants to bring that up and bring that to attention. So that's a coach that I want to play for. That's a coach that I want to give my all for. And when you have the players feeling like that towards a coach, I mean, man.
That's the first step.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted to ask you about your receivers coach, Mike Fury, too. We've had a lot of different receivers and receivers coaches come through Bourbonnais here, and it's not worked out so great sometimes. Mm-hmm. Last year, Zach Zani, there was some conflict early on. Mike Fury seems like a very loud, very passionate coach out there, and he looks like he could still play. I know he played in this league. He played in the Arena Football League. What's the vibe? What type of vibe do you get from him, you know, when you're in the receiver's room?
As a receiver, it's not just running routes. It's kind of diagnosing the coverage. What would you do against press? What would you do in this situation? And to have a coach that you can talk to, have a coach that's played in this league, what I'm going through, he's been through it.
Yeah.
And to have that similarity in the things, that's different. I mean, you don't have coaches that's actually played in the league that's your coach. So he's doing a great job.
In terms of looking at Kevin White, who plays a position similar to you, he's somewhere in your receiver's room. He's had a tough 3 years.
Yeah.
How has he looked?
He's looked good. He's looked good. Before I got here, I really didn't know who Kevin White was. So he's fresh start in my eyes, and to see a receiver like that, that size, that fast, he's looking good. His routes are sharp. He's detailing his routes, the coverage, and he's still a young guy in a sense, but at the same time, you don't see it when he's out there. He's a very confident guy, and he's doing good so far.
What are your plans, big plans for the night off?
I'm relaxing, man. My son and wife is in town, so we're just going to relax, probably have a little firehouse.
Nice.
We'll dinner and relax. Hey, man, thanks.
Thank you.
We wish you the best.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
All right. Don't forget us when you're in the playoffs this year.
No. I won't.
There he is. Taylor Gabriel, the Chicago Bears. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We've got more to do on the program. Adrian Amos is going to be with us and more. It's all coming up on NBC Sports Chicago.
Crank up the heat and turn on STL on NBC Sports Chicago. Host David Kaplan brings his no-nonsense opinion to the table in a half hour on the topics that are trending with our teams.
We got the most mismanaged basketball team in the history of the world.
Which franchise made the gutsiest draft day move? I think Pack wanted to do this, and he finally got his way.
Sports Talk Live, presented by the Chevy Silverado. Weeknights at 6 on NBC Sports Chicago.
We have West Coast baseball tonight on NBC Sports Chicago. Last night, Lucas Giolito's arm and Jose Abreu's bat got the White Sox back in the win column. Southsiders beat the Angels. Tonight, Carlos Rodon, the lefty, on the mound. Sox look to make it 2-for-2 against the Halos out west. White Sox pregame live begins our coverage. 8:30, Jason and Stoney have the call at 9 o'clock. And welcome back here on Sports Talk Live. We're in Bourbonnais at Bears Camp. David Kaplan, David Haw, Adam Johnson, Anthony Miller, who is one of the Bears' young receivers. And, man, when the Bears drafted you, they traded to get you, and Brian Pace just couldn't stop gushing. I had to make sure I got that guy. Why does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good. You know, I've put all this work in up to this point, and, you know, it's finally paying off. And, I couldn't have asked for a better team to go to than the Bears. So
the first thing that people have mentioned when they drafted you, and you see it from your tape, is the flair that you play with and the confidence that you have.
Passion. Yeah.
Where does that come from?
I don't know, man. I just feel like that's how the game should be played. You know, this game has given not only me, but, you know, the rest of the guys, it's given us so much that, like, you know, why not play with that passion?
Did you call it the Memphis grind?
Yeah.
Can you take us through the background of that?
I mean, basically it's just you got to work for everything you get. Nobody's going to give you recognition just because, you know, you're good at something. They respect, you know, you working for, you know, everything. You know, nothing's given to you.
Do you feel like you were a walk-on? You show up at Memphis, and you end up leaving there as one of the greatest players in the history of the school on the offensive side of the football. Do you feel like, man, I wish they'd have given me a scholarship. I wish this would happen, but it all worked out in the end, and that's part of that Memphis grind.
Yeah, I think it's the perfect story. You know, you couldn't have written it any better. You know, so you know, I'm just blessed to be in the situation that I'm in, and you know, it's gonna continue.
The story gets better if you produce. Mm-hmm. The city will love you if you produce.
Yeah.
What's a reasonable, realistic expectation for you as a rookie?
You mean like
numbers, plays? How will you contribute and make this offense better?
Well, you know, I'm trying to start. First of all, you know, I didn't come here, you know, just to be, you know, just that rookie. You know, I came to contribute right away, and that's what they expect me to do. So, I can't tell you how many yards I'm gonna get, touchdowns, but you can expect a lot of production.
How much time then are you spending with Mitch Trubisky? I'm not just talking about on the field and building that connection, that rapport, but like off the field, the meeting rooms, even the lunchroom, getting to know him. So, you know what? Hey, if you're over the middle, they'll throw you the ball.
Yeah. You know, me and Mitch, we talk a lot off the field, you know, as far as what he wants when I run my routes, how deep, you know, because this game is all about timing. And if it's not right, then you're probably not going to get the ball. So I'm always in his ear. He's always in mine.
In terms of trying to pick up this offense and everything that goes with it, what's realistic, not just for you, but for this brand-new offense, to start looking like, wow, those guys are picking it up?
Yeah, we're a really good offense. You know, we've had a few additions, especially at the receiver position. And I'm glad those guys are here. You know, Allen Robinson. We got Taylor Gabriel. You know, guys like that. Josh Bellamy. You know, they've been in the league.
Kevin White.
They've been in the league for you know, a few years now, and it's good to have guys like that around you. So you know, you can soak up that information every day.
One thing that Matt Nagy has said is that he wants players to be themselves, and if that means you're expressive, if you're exuberant, he welcomes that as long as it's respectful.
Yeah.
He talked about the best smack talkers on this team. Mm-hmm. And he said that probably Josh Bellamy was the first word name out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Yours was the second.
Yeah.
You're a rookie.
Yeah.
Do you have to find a balance there between being yourself and, you know, not being overly brash because you're still a rookie?
Yeah. I mean, I don't care if I'm a rookie, first of all. You know, I'm going to talk the same way I did in college. You know, I can't change who I am. Or, you know, how I play the game, because that's what got me here. They wouldn't have drafted me if they didn't like the way I play. So I'm not going to change anything. You know, I'm going to talk smack from time to time, but that's just a part of the game. So.
Going off that, you've been one of the early standouts here at camp, at least in my opinion, diving catches, really going up for the ball, attacking the football in the air. How do you go about stacking practice after practice, good practices, when you're learning so much, you're being played everywhere, and you are a rookie, and so much is – you're expecting so much of yourself.
Yeah. Well, you know, it all starts in the film room, just sitting in there each and every day, just seeing what you can perfect. Even if you do it good, you can do it better. So, you know, that's just what I try to do each and every day, and it works out for me.
Cornerbacks in the NFL are going to be quicker. Their feet are going to be better. Their hands are going to be stronger. What do you think is the biggest challenge? You've only been going against him for a week, only in pads a couple days. But if you had to say, okay, this is when I knew I'm going against an NFL cornerback as opposed to someone at Memphis.
Yeah, well, you know, this game, it's all about the details. And just like we have details in our routes, you know, cornerback, safeties, they have their own details to follow through with as well. So, you can't put it past any of them because, you know, this is a high-level football.
One of those cornerbacks, Prince Mukamara, talking about trash talk.
Mm-hmm.
He talks a lot of trash, too. What's the banter with him like out in the field? He's been around a long time here in the league.
Oh, man, we go back and forth every day. You know, that's my guy. But at the end of the day, we're going to compete. And, you know, I try to take it to him whenever I can.
Shut him up.
Yeah.
In terms of – we had Taylor here, and he said – we're going to be a pass first to set up the run offense, where some places are. We're going to run to set up the pass. Is that a change for you? Do you like that?
No, that's not a change. If you looked at Memphis, we threw the ball so many times. So this is something I'm definitely used to.
And you're excited.
Mm-hmm.
How hard of an offense is this to learn?
It takes some time, but once you get it and it starts clicking for you,
Are you to the point where you're not thinking when you're lining up? Or
most of the time. Okay. Most of the time. But
that's when you know you've got it.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, we install plays every day for 2 to 3 hours. You know, we're just sitting in there. They're just calling out new plays, and we're writing them down. So everybody's learning. Everybody's, you know, even some of the coaches, this office is new to them.
I know you're one of the new guys, a rookie and everything, but – Coach Nagy, it's his first time here. Are you one of the guys calling him Swaggy Nagy? I mean,
nah.
What do you see?
I don't call him that.
What do you see from him thus far in establishing the vibe, the culture, all the buy-in from the players?
Well, I'm used to coaches like him. You know, young,
energetic.
Energetic. He understands, you know, our emotions and how we're feeling sometimes. And he also pours a lot into us as far as technique within the game.
What do you think of Bourbonnais? Kind of a mini Memphis?
No, I don't think so.
You haven't seen Beale Street right over here?
Nah.
A lot of live music over there by Jimmy John's.
I know it's one street that runs through here that's pretty popping. So,
have you had a chance to experience Chicago yet?
Yeah, I've experienced a little bit of it, but, you know, it's so big, it's going to take a lot of time.
You ready to play in the snow?
I never played in the snow yet.
It's
so.
Coming.
Just wait. I know it's coming. So
just wait.
Mm-hmm.
Wear gloves.
It'll be cool. Yeah, wear gloves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay
I'll be
warm.
Prepared.
Hey, man, we appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
Best of luck
Thanks
to
for
you.
Being
Thank
here.
You.
Yep. Should I draft you in fantasy?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right.
Getting a lot of points.
You got it. All right. There you go, Anthony Miller. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back. We've got more to do here. Sports Talk Live is right here at Barbanay on the campus of Olivet Nazarene University. We'll be right back.
Join NBC Sports Chicago at Wrigley this summer for Authentic Fan Nights, featuring free giveaways, cheer cards, and live broadcasts in Gallagher Way before the game. For more information, including dates, visit NBCSportsChicago.com/CubsAF.
Here come the Hawks. It's Blackhawks Convention Weekend, and if you could be at the festivities, we will bring you the opening ceremonies. If you can't, beginning at 5 p.m. on NBC Sports Chicago and the NBC Sports app. Then at 6, special Sports Talk Live I'll have for you on location at the Hilton Chicago. It's all Friday on NBC Sports Chicago. And welcome back here. Sports Talk Live brought to you by our great corporate partners at the Chevy Silverado, Adam Johns, David Haw. I'm David Kaplan. Deion Sims, tight end, Chicago Bears, joins us. Pride and joy of Michigan State as well. How's things going for you here with a brand new coach, a brand new offense? How's everything going?
Everything's great, man. I'm excited to be out here. it's a great year for us. It's going to be a great year for
us. Does this offense coming in, it's much more complex, change what you do as a football player?
Not really. It gives us a better opportunity to showcase our talent. And we got a lot of weapons on this team, a lot of guys that can play, so it'll definitely show on Sundays.
When your head coach comes out on day one, first press conference, opening day, you're reporting, you're moving your stuff in the dorm, and he says, it's going to be a more physical training camp. He's going to set a tone. He's going to callous you guys. What's your reaction to that, and how has that played out?
It's great. I think it's good for us. We have a young team. We have guys that are coming out and are grinding, are hungry. And we're hungry too. The guys that were here last year, we know that we want to see a change, and we want things to be better around here. And I think it's great for us because it'll give us we'll get that feeling of what it's like to really compete now. And then when we face other teams, it'll be we can put the pedal to the metal and just turn up.
Speaking of Nagy, you've been in the league a few years, a few different coaches, and I see the new shirt you're wearing, the Obsessed. It's kind of his mantra, the Be Obsessed mantra. How does that kind of speak with you and kind of the other guys as he kind of builds his new culture here amongst you guys?
I think it's just being locked in, focused, and dedicating all your time and just having a passion for playing this game and just exploiting, exerting all energy and all your focus into everything that you do. We're football players 24/7, 365. So this is our livelihood, and this is what we have to do.
So when someone says blocking tight end, is that a compliment? Is that an insult? Do you take offense at that suggestion?
I mean, everybody had their own opinions, but, to me, I feel like I can do everything, man.
So you're a little offended.
Give you a
That's
chance.
Okay.
I just don't like to be labeled, Yeah. I can do everything.
But you can understand why. You're 6'5", you're 270. Yeah. You can block a little bit.
Yeah, I understand that. But, I can do it all.
Trey Burton said this offense is extremely fun for the tight ends. And we were talking earlier today about the different formations specifically for your tight ends. Do you kind of explain that fun them if you can?
I think it creates mismatches. It definitely shows, we'll get tails in the defense and what they're trying to play against us. It gives the quarterback a better opportunity to see the field and see the mismatches. It'll give us a chance to showcase our talent and exploit those other guys.
Do you prefer the slower linebacker or the shorter safety?
Either one. I'm licking chops, either one.
Give me an advantage. Yeah. In talking with someone who's in your front office, I said, most improved player you've had in the offseason. He goes, that's easy, Deion Sims. Not even close. When you hear that, why are you the most improved player? Did you do something different or this offense? What is it?
I think it's just working. I take the same approach every offseason, and that's just to get better at everything that I do. I don't focus on pretty much one area, but, of course I need to polish up my route running skills and ability. So I focus on a little bit of everything, and I just take that approach every offseason.
Matt, a stickler on your, not just your, but everybody's route running, making sure you're running it the way he wants it run?
What's that?
Is he a stickler for making sure you run routes the correct way, all the receivers.
Oh, yeah, he does a good job of coaching us up for sure. And, you know, it's very – a lot of details, so specifics.
There are a lot of young players watching you and watching your example as a veteran, as a leader on this team. When you were coming into the league, who were those guys for you? Who was the one or two players that you watched during your first couple of training camps and said, okay, that's the tone I want to – I know it has to set – that's the example I need to follow?
I played with Destin Keller, Charles Clay. I watched a little bit of Antonio Gates because he was from my area. And I had Dan Campbell as well. So he played a long time in the league, and he was a blocker, and, you know, I got a lot of stuff from him.
You were here when Mitch Trubisky was drafted last year. I know it's early, only a few days in camp in, but what are the differences that you're noticing as he kind of takes over command of this team?
I think it's a lot. It's a lot on him, but he's doing a great job of handling it. He's coming in and he's working. He's being a leader on and off the field, and he's definitely making a lot of progress. And he definitely fits in this offense.
Too much on him? Is there too much on him?
No, I don't think it's nothing that he can't handle, because he's a guy that just he comes in and he works. He brings his hard hat.
How about different vibe here from a year ago? Coming in, you knew, okay. We know Coach Fox will be here, not here. Now this is whole new staff, this whole new vibe, this whole new system. Do you feel it as a player?
Yeah, I like it. I like it. We got a lot of competitors, a lot of guys that's ready to work. And, this is my fourth head coach so far, so I'm used to the change. And right now I feel the vibe, the energy is great here.
Thanks for being here.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
There you go. Deion Sims of the Chicago Bears.